Hey, good afternoon. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And I hope you're all doing well. I'm hiding behind this giant certificate. This thing's huge. It was made and awarded. It was awarded in 1897. So what's that? 124 years ago? That's my great-great-grandmother's high school diploma. So we're talking about certs today. And I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well. Trying to honor people with love. It's Valentine's Day, right? Happy Valentine's Day to all those people out there. And I have that certificate from my one great-grandmother, and I have another one from my grandmother when she got her high school diploma in 1931. And talk about certs today. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way, and to bring in value and have some fun, meet with family, think about family and spend some time, right? Everybody gets certs. Is your cert going to last and be handed down generation to generation for 124 years? I snagged them because no one else wanted them, but I did because it talked about my history and my family. So I was really into grabbing them. But my question to you is, what's the value of a cert? Is it to have the piece of paper? Okay. And there's some great discussion out there on the internet. Is a cert a willingness? What is it? What is it? Is this just like, hey, I can teach a class because I got a cert, or I'm an expert now because I got a cert? Or I want to pose another thought about certification. I'm a proponent of certification, but for a different reason. If I'm going to get a cert, that's great. That's more icing on the cake, right, as they say. But my question is, is a certification, this is what I see a cert. I see a cert more of a symbol of not of knowledge, but a willingness to learn. Just because you got a cert, yeah, you got some knowledge on what's going on. You can pass a test. I'm studying right now for my SPC exam. But really, it's a question of willingness, in my mind, to learn about stuff, right? And because some people don't. I've had people that I interviewed for jobs that they got a cert, they paid $50 for it, took a test, and they've certified they were a Scrum Master. But they were a Scrum Master for 7-some-odd years, and they never got any other certificates or any other documented training or whatever. I mean, why wouldn't you want to learn? And this is the key to Agile, continuous learning. So if we're pushing all our people to continuous learn, why would I hire you if you're not taking a class every once in a while just so you can grow your knowledge and your ability to bring new tools to the teams? Just asking, right? I had a guy I look up to, really good Agile coach, one of my first Agile coaches. I had two at the time. He was anti-cert. He was totally anti-cert. Both of them were anti-cert. Anti-cert, don't want to do cert, don't do cert. And then a while ago, I looked at their because they're good people. Hey, look, he's got all the safe certs. I was like, oh, somebody who was really anti-cert sure did get a lot of safe certs. Like, yeah. But I always love that when people are so anti-certificate. Mine is it's not a certificate that you're an expert. It's a certificate that you're willing to learn about something new that you can bring to the table to the team. So as you can see, I have a different take on what these cert processes are. I mean, I just spent a buku amount of money to take a cohort class, but I'm not ready for the cert. I want to do another year or so of coaching and stuff like that before I go for the cert. Maybe learn some cohort and coaching techniques from other coaches, because I want to be a very broad experienced coach and not just one doctrine, right? And how one person coaches and one person does it. Kind of like, I don't necessarily want to be all safe. I don't want to be all scrum scale. I don't necessarily want to be all less. I don't want to be all Kanban. I don't want to be all scrum, and I don't want to be in between, right? everything brings something to the table. My goal, I don't know what my goal was, but one thing is for sure, if I take a class, I get the PDUs and the EDUs and the SDUs and the EDE, whatever education units to support my all my certs. So I look for stuff that helps support that. But my real thing is, it's not really a question of certifying your knowledge as much as it is for me from an agile coaching point. HR, people don't know anything about what they're doing. Yeah, the cert says, hey, he got a cert. He's got the CSM or the PSM or the SAFE cert. You know, they got the cert, so they must know what they're doing. Okay, fine. Get through that first hurdle. That's why you got to get the cert, because they're chopping people off left, right, because now there's a lot of people with these certs, and they're asking for the certs. My question when I interview them is like, okay, so what did you learn from that cert? What did you gain? What did you experience? How did you bring that information you got in the cert into your work environment? How about that for an interview question? So you're going to show me all these certs. I'm like, well, tell me something you learned in that certification class that you got cert for that you then took and applied to one of your teams. Is that a nice question or what? See, I'd ask the Scrum Master, anybody with a lot of certs, that very question. As you can tell, I ask kind of off-the-shot questions. But I want to say, what did you learn? Tell me what you did. Should I take the cert? Because there's a lot of people that take certs out there that I have never taken. And I'd be like, oh, you got a cert? Was it good? Should something I take? Would you recommend it? Is it something we can bring into the teams? What did you do? Right? So I look at certs as a willingness of a person to learn. Now I only got one topic today. Today is Sunday. Yesterday, we had fun on snow tubing on the mountain. We were all exhausted when we got home, and all I did was, when I got back, was basically study for my SPC. Take a nap, though. I had to take a nap and relax a little bit. It was a long day, but it was fun. Got to celebrate the manifesto day on the slopes, right? We did snow tubing, which is great for old people like me. But actually, it was for my daughter's birthday. But I just wanted to throw it in and say, hey, we went out there and celebrated. But it was fun. And that's all I got today. Today's Sunday. Today is Valentine's Day. So I don't want to spend a lot of time. It's not an advertisement, but it's Valentine's Day. With your family and friends, and tell them you love them, because work ain't going to be there forever. Your certs aren't going to last for 124 years. That isn't what, unless you, I mean, very few people achieve like recognition except for taking care of their family. But if you're working all the time because you're not prioritized and doing Agile right and everything, then you're not going to be able to spend time with your family, who are the people who are going to remember you for the rest of your life and after your death. That was kind of sad. But love them. Tell them you love them today and enjoy the holiday. I know overseas they don't have Valentine's Day. It was more American thing. But enjoy life, man. And take some time off. Go snow tubing. It's fun. It's not too bad, actually. Give us a thumbs up if you like it. Have a good time. I still got to figure out what I do with my belt. Where'd my belt? Oh, found it. Fell off the table. Ring the little bell so you know when we go live, because apparently I go live at different times, and tomorrow's a holiday. And I wish you all happiness and happy scrumming. All right, take care. Bye. See you tomorrow.